Hello, good afternoon, Shia.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Shia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, sure. So how can I help you? I believe that you're currently a caregiver with a different agency, and you have a few clients.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we are able to negotiate with pay rates from other agencies, so that could be very helpful for you.
Yes.
So can you give me some more information? How many patients you have? How many hours per week do you work for each patient?
So I do about a week. I probably get a little over 90 hours a week. And I get 90 hours. I'll have like 90 hours. I probably get a little over 50 hours a week. I'm sorry. But it'll equal out to like every 2 weeks. So it'll equal out like a little over 90, probably sometimes over 90 hours, like close to 100 hours.
In two weeks? Yes. Okay.
Excuse me?
So the agency you are with, like, do you have all the patients under one agency?
No, I actually, right now I have two. So this is just with one job. So the other job I was getting probably like, they wanted to give me more hours. It was just that it wasn't, I had to make it flexible with the other agency that I was working with too.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I've been with the one agency for 4 years now. It'll be 4 years soon that I've been with them. And then the one that I got part-time is called Place at Home. So I've been working with them for a little over a year now. It's been like over a year.
I believe
so,
it's complicated to work with two agencies, right?
So right. And I was working because I needed the money. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do,
right?
Because a Place at Home actually pays more. They pays more, the one that I work part-time. So, they pay like close to 20.
Oh, really?
So, and then like you might as well say 20. So they give you, and they give you like, extra, you know, if you go in and do, you know, so it's a pretty good company. It's a pretty good company. It's just with them. They wanted to give me the hours, but it just wasn't flexible. And when I first started off, they didn't have the hours like that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They was just like, we only have like this certain amount of hours. But it worked out perfectly for me because I already had, you know, other jobs. So it just kind of like worked out, you know, it kind of like, and at the time I wasn't getting, like, I was probably only getting like 80 hours every 2 weeks with Hosanna, the first company, or sometimes 70. So it equaled out to, you know, by picking up the second one, it equaled out it, you know, to a nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, check. So, I worked up at a facility in Spring Mills. It's called Spring Mills.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nursing home. So I worked up there through the company. So I will have like multiple residents up there that I sent to. I worked with hospice patients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm familiar with that, doing that. Cancer patients, dementia, Alzheimer's, people with people with mental diseases and like, COPD, if you name it, I don't work with young, old, women, male, don't matter. So I work with a lot of patients. And right now I have two that I'm doing. One has prosthetic cancer, and they can't get their bed bond, so they can't get up. They can't really do nothing. They're in a bed, you know, they can't do nothing. So I go in, I bathe them, I, you know, clean them real good, put the ointments and stuff on them that they need, and that's just with that one. And then another one, they had like a brain, I don't know what exactly they got removed in their stomach, but they got something removed. They got a surgery where something was removed from their stomach, and they had a stroke, and they had they were in an accident and something where they had to get brain surgery. So they almost died, and now they're doing like really good. And when I go in with them, I go in, I clean them, I bathe them, you know, I cut their hair and stuff like that, feed them, do mobility exercises with them, and I also am trained to like do clean any wounds or change velocity bags, because he wear a velocity bag, so I know how I change his velocity bag.
Can I cut you off?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, so you wanted me to reach out, I'm wondering what you were referring to. So we are a home care agency, and I was just trying to see if you'd like to bring one of your home care clients over to our agency.
Oh, well, maybe like if I talk, I don't know. I'm not sure about that, because that's probably up to them. They will have to do that in their family. But if I, moving forward, you know, if I do hear something, I will reach back out to you guys.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, so feel free to give us a call back anytime if you need our services.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.